Catholics around the world today gather for Mass. We gather for Mass on this New Year's Day to formally begin another calendar year. There's really not a better place to be than right here. We have a lot to be thankful for, and we have a lot to pray for. Looking back on the year 2018, we have a lot to be thankful for. St. Paul wrote that we are to be thankful always. And looking ahead, we have a lot to pray for, beginning in our own soul, that I may continue to decrease as God increases in my soul. We have a lot to pray for in our families. We have a lot to pray for in the world. When I say we have a lot to pray for, it's not like we're white-knuckling the start of a new year, that all's going to be well. It's not what we're doing. We're here in faith, knowing that regardless of how things work out in 2019, all will be well. That's what hope is. Hope is not praying that all will be well. Hope is believing that regardless of how things work out, all will be well, because it's God's will. So we're here today on this feast day of Mary, the Mother of God. Now, in years past, this feast day has had different names. It has been called the feast day of the circumcision. Today is the eighth day, the octave day of Christmas, and our Lord was circumcised on this day. It was the first shedding of his sacred blood. This has also been known as the feast day of the Holy Name. Upon circumcision, the boys were named. But today, it's the feast day of Mary, the Mother of God, because Mary is our model, right here, the greatest saint we have. What does this mean, again, that she's our model? It means that we can have faith, like Mary did, when we don't understand. It means that we can accept God's plan and not our plan. And it means that we have someone who prays for us and leads us to her Son. This is Mary's role. Our salvific history did not begin without Mary saying yes. Nor will our salvific history be brought to completion without her. So we're here to honor her. Any religious denomination that doesn't honor Mary is not imitating Christ. St. Paul wrote, "Imitate me as I imitate Christ." Certainly our Lord honored and loved his mother. And so we are imitating our Savior. So I begin again by wishing all of you a Happy New Year. And it's a great, great way to begin the new year. I had a private Mass in my chapel last night with some friends before I cooked supper for them. It's a great way to end. But this is certainly a great way to begin. I like to take this Mass if I can. And I thank all of you for coming out in the cold on this New Year's Day. There's something in our human soul, and this is interesting to think about. There is something in our human soul that always wants to begin again. We like new beginnings, a fresh start, another shot at it, so to speak. And a new year is a chance for that. And we're here to ask Mary to be with us. The church gives us the gospel at the beginning of the year, of the beginning of our salvation. The gospel begins with Mary and Joseph in Bethlehem, where the Savior is born. And the church gives us this gospel to remind us how everyone responded, including Mary and Joseph, the shepherds, of course. The response of everyone to the birth of the Savior was the same. And that was the response of amazement and praise, worship. Jesus as the Savior, born, elicited those two responses in the gospel. And what happened then, we need to renew now in our souls. It's a good time to renew that. Let's remember to be amazed at what happened in the birth of our Savior. And let's remember that our response to that is worship, praise, exactly what you're doing right now. That is how we love the Savior of the world. So the shepherds have done their job. They proclaimed what happened, and now we renew ours. I want you to think about today. I hope you have a good, relaxing day. It's a good day to kind of lay around if you can. Remember in years past, it was great football today. Remember that? But those are years past. But as you relax today, hopefully, ask yourself in silence or wherever you want to be, how am I amazed at this beginning of a new year in the birth of our Lord, and how do I worship that? For that's how I love it. Mary pondered these things in her heart, the Bible tells us. Let's do that today. Amen.